This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation for the week of August 27th, 2007. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, a partial history of our stupidity. Ezra Pound once said that when it comes to poetry, only emotion endures. Edward Hirsch agrees wholeheartedly. Hirsch is a Chicago-born and bred poet now living in New York, where he is president of the Guggenheim Foundation. Hirsch says he wants his poems to speak with the true voice of feeling, as the Romantic poets used to say.
Because of modernism in American poetry, there was a certain kind of feeling that was banished from the poetry canon as being too sentimental. And when I was a young poet in my 20s, and I was looking for something that was intelligent and also passionate with a higher threshold of feeling, I had to turn to other models because Anglo-American poetry had gotten so cold.
So Hirsch turned to modern and contemporary foreign poets, including Czesław Miłosz, who gave him the idea for a poem with a really great title.
There's a poem by Czesław Miłosz called Account, and he says in it, "The history of my stupidity would fill many volumes." And it struck me as a very clever thing to say, and I like the idea. And so I realized I could never write the full history of my stupidity, but I might be able to write one part of one of the volumes. And so that's where the partial history comes from.
Here's Edward Hirsch reading A Partial History of My Stupidity.
Traffic was heavy coming off the bridge, and I took the road to the right, the wrong one, and got stuck in the car for hours. Most nights I rushed out into the evening without paying attention to the trees, whose names I didn't know, or the birds, which flew heedlessly on. I couldn't relinquish my desires or accept them. And so I strolled along like a tiger that wanted to spring, but was still afraid of the wildness within. The iron bars seemed invisible to others, but I carried a cage around inside me. I cared too much what other people thought and made remarks I shouldn't have made. I was silent when I should have spoken. Forgive me, philosophers, I read the Stoics but never understood them. I felt that I was living the wrong life, spiritually speaking, while halfway around the world, thousands of people were being slaughtered, some of them by my countrymen. So I walked on, distracted, lost in thought, and forgot to attend to those who suffered far away, nearby. Forgive me, faith, for never having any. I did not believe in God, who eluded me.
A Partial History of My Stupidity by Edward Hirsch. Last year, the Queen Mary II docked for the first time at the new Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. Now, I had never seen an ocean liner up close, and I was astonished when I saw it at the end of the street. It looked as if overnight somebody had just thrown up an entire city block. I mention this because I strongly suspect that it was the Queen Mary II that inspired the next poem by Edward Hirsch that we're going to hear. Hirsch lives in Brooklyn, and the poem, a recent one called Late March, is about a passenger ship. But all this is just idle speculation.
It's a mysterious poem, I think, and it's meant to be mysterious.
Indeed. If the Queen Mary II or Brooklyn had anything to do with this poem, the particulars have been stripped away, and we're left with a city that feels vaguely European, and the passenger ship seems almost like the idea of a passenger ship.
The passenger ship is something that comes in and carries the people away to some unknown place. And you don't know where they're going, but you know they're going somewhere into the future away from you.
Late March was published in the July-August issue of Poetry Magazine.
Saturday morning in late March. I was alone and took a long walk, though I also carried a book of the alone, which companioned me. The day was clear, unnaturally clear, like a freshly wiped pane of glass, a window over the water, and blue, preternaturally blue, like the sky in a Magritte painting, and cold, vividly cold, so that you could clap your hands and remember winter, which had left a few moments ago. If you strained, you could almost see it disappearing over the hills in a black parka. Spring was coming but hadn't arrived yet. I walked on the edge of the park. The wind whispered a secret to the trees, which held their breath and scarcely moved. On the other side of the street, the skyscrapers stood on tiptoe. I walked down to the pier to watch the launching of a passenger ship. Ice had broken up on the river, and the water rippled smoothly in blue light. The moon was a faint smudge in the clouds, a brushstroke, an afterthought in the vacant mind of the sky. Seagulls materialized out of vapor amidst the masts and flags. "Don't let our voices die on land," they cawed, swooping down for fish and then soaring back upwards. The kiosks were opening, and couples moved slowly past them, arm in arm, festive. Children darted in and out of walkways, which sprouted with vendors. Voices cut the air. Kites and balloons, handmade signs, voyages to unknown places. The whole day had the drama of an expectation. Down at the water, the queenly ship started moving away from the pier. Banners fluttered. The passengers clustered at the rails on deck. I stood with the people on shore and waved goodbye to the travelers. Some were jubilant. Others were brokenhearted. I've always been both. Suddenly a great cry went up. The ship set sail for the horizon and rumbled into the future, but the cry persisted and cut the air like an iron bell ringing in an empty church. I looked around the pier, but everyone else was gone, and I was left alone to peer into the ghostly distance. I had no idea where that ship was going, but I felt lucky to see it off and bereft when it disappeared.
Edward Hirsch reading Late March from the most recent issue of Poetry Magazine. The passenger ship in that poem carries a lot of emotional freight, and it seems to be a symbol of something. But what? The poet himself is probably not the right person to ask.
I never really explained to myself what I think that ship is, or what it represents in particular. I'm not an allegorical poet, so I don't have any kind of one-to-one correspondence for it. But it seems to me something great and mysterious.
Edward Hirsch's latest book of poems, published by Knopf, is called Lay Back the Darkness. You can read about 10 of his poems and many of his essays on our website, poetryfoundation.org, where you can also download over 75 previous podcasts, read feature articles, catch up on poetry news, and explore our archive of thousands of poems. Email us and let us know what you think of this program, where our motto is... Our address is podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. This has been a production of the Poetry Foundation. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.